Here we are.
We're back again.
6 weeks later.
On the weekly show.
On the weekly show. And our phones didn't blow up when we tried to open the app. Good luck to us.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm happy about that.
So to any of the listeners that are still with us, maybe?
Yeah, still with us.
They might have moved on.
The eight have now become six.
Probably.
Probably. So,
or we should just say welcome. Welcome everybody, all eight of you, and or maybe 10 of you, and the other 40% of listeners that haven't subscribed yet.
Yep. So get on it.
You know, subscribe, and then, you know, maybe it'll be weekly, maybe it won't be. Anyway, so
we
should recap.
We should. There's so much.
So 5 weeks ago, or whenever it was, the Olympics were closing, and there was a bunch of weird stuff in the opening ceremony, and there was not so much weird stuff in the closing ceremony, but there was still some weird stuff at the beginning of it.
Totally.
So there will be a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
But the opening of the closing ceremony had a beheaded angel and this golden traveler thing descending, which apparently is referencing Lucifer.
Your conspiracy
his dominance over mankind.
Yeah.
And all the gray people assembling the
that's weird.
The Olympic sign. And then we moved into Tom Cruise abseiling off the top of the building and riding a motorcycle around the arena off to L.A. or Hele, which is where the next Olympics is going to be, apparently.
I mean, he has to insert himself everywhere.
So after Lucifer appearing on stage, got Tom Cruise, and it was all big song and dance, and it was like a regular closing ceremony. But why have that weird shit at the beginning?
I don't know.
You know? I don't know.
Because they had to make it look like they didn't need to scramble and have a whole new one because the first one was such
a drag show at the beginning.
Yeah. Somebody said, you know, you have two weeks, rethink it because or you're fired.
All right. Yeah. So that's ancient history for us as probably well as the listeners because so much shit has happened.
Yeah, that's like
since then.
Done.
So we've got Kamala Harris now has her running mate, Tim Walz, I guess.
Apparently, what was so significant about him?
He's an old white guy.
Besides that.
Which is, you said. They should have another old white guy, and they've just reversed the roles.
The future president.
So.
Well, what I said, we can rewind, back it up.
We might have to listen to our own episodes again.
You can go back and listen. I said it. I said we need a black woman. Is what I said, and we got one. And then I said, you've lost all the arrogant old white men,
right?
So you need to gain that demographic back. So why not bring this guy in?
Okay.
As the vice president.
Now,
see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, my understanding, he's not been without some controversy.
Yes, I read that as well.
It's like he's lied about his military record or something.
Oh, didn't know that.
And it was easy to... why you would lie about something like that when it's so easy for somebody to check who's in the military or something?
You could fact check that pretty...
I don't know. And I don't really know the details. It seemed like he lied about he was in Afghanistan or something, and he never was.
Interesting.
And...
why would you lie about that?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
So...
like, who cares?
But I don't know anything else about... I don't even know where he was governor of. I think it was...
You said, though, like...
probably one of the blue states on fire or something.
Perfect. You said there was something significant about him, though. Like, besides the fact that he's like an older white man.
Right. I think he's the governor of one of the big blue states, for sure.
And
I think they had problems with riots when BLM was going on.
Oh, okay.
So he was an interesting pick from that point of view. I don't know much else about him. And then, she's got her running mate.
Yeah.
And now Trump has got his running mate, J.D. Vance. And then also, we've got RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., has joined the Trump train. He suspended his...
Democratic.
His independent run.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
and
sorry.
He's joining Trump as a Democrat. And also this Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know anything about her, but she's joined as well. But she's quite a high-profile Democrat. And she's supporting Trump as well. So...
So, Steve, what's your theory?
Conspiracy theory is the saying that if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
From the Democrat point of view. So, yeah. Historically, and I wasn't aware of this until I was reading something, watching something, that Trump and Elon Musk have voted for Democrats previously, historically, yes, before they both decided to become Republican,
yeah,
or run as Republicans. So, is this the Democratic Party implanting Democrats into the Republican running so that if they lose, assuming that they're already assuming they're going to lose the election and mm-hmm. Trump's going to win, so J.D. Vance will have to step down for family reasons. He's got a young family.
Yeah.
That will make Robert Kennedy, the running mate and the vice president.
Yeah.
Trump wins the presidential race, wins the election. They yeah. go to inauguration.
Yeah.
Then some point in Trump's first year, he's going to have to step down or he will be successfully assassinated. Need to get somebody, maybe need to get somebody a little more competent. I don't know. And then Kennedy will become president and the U.S. will lose their minds because there's another Kennedy in the White House.
I know.
And the Democrats have a Democratic president again.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point of view, it doesn't matter whether they win or lose this election. They will have an easier time if they win the election.
Yeah.
But if they lose, they're going to take that route. How about that for a conspiracy?
Normally, I would say you're completely off your rocker, but in this specific case,
the craziness that's going
could
on.
Could be.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know. Can we just visit the whole like assassination thing for a second?
Yes.
Like, how many times can we fake an assassination and like nobody says, "What are you doing?"
I don't know.
Because it's been like twice now that this has happened, and this is a little ironic.
You sound disappointed.
I'm a little
in the outcome.
I'm slightly disappointed. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that. I'm Canadian. I have nothing to do with U.S. politics.
I can't vote. I don't get a say.
Yeah, but I mean, really, like, would it be the end of the world? It would solve a lot of problems, probably.
Would it though? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it would.
Maybe. So so they had their presidential debate, which I don't think either of us actually watched it.
No, but I heard some stuff.
We both had sound bites and things like that.
Yes, yeah.
And
she did well. What do you think? Like, just from what you've heard?
From what I've heard, well, from the source, from X or Twitter, which has
completely reliable sources.
This show is not possible without that. Thanks, Elon.
Thank you.
My sources say that Trump did well out of it.
I feel like Twitter, of course, would say that.
Right.
Seeing that they're besties and all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, real news says otherwise. Just saying.
The real news.
The real news.
The real news. Okay, yeah, MSN, mainstream media. No, that's what I'm trying
CNN.
To say. CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think so. It seems after this debate, if Trump mm-hmm. did badly,
mm-hmm.
do we think it was another staged assassination attempt on him to boost his rating again? Because you'd said that, you'd mentioned that about the first one, that
yeah.
it was again, it could be plausible to boost his ratings. He
100%.
Can play the sympathy vote.
Yes. 100%. It conveniently is always surrounding something that he maybe feels like he failed.
Right.
Like his, you know how he's got that weird phobia of pies in his face? It's not because he, have you read that?
No.
Yes. I can see your face. You were like,
I don't know about that.
He has a phobia of pies in his face.
Right. Okay.
It's been checked. Yeah. Okay. I will find it and send it to you. And it's not because of the physical pie in its face. It's because he's afraid of the humiliation that a pie in the face would cause.
Okay.
This is a real phobia that apparently he has.
So
it does not surprise me that after crazy shit happens.
So in fear of losing the election.
Yes.
Okay.
And now he's like, what can I do to like stir this in my favor?
So sounds even more narcissistic than Justin Trudeau.
He is narcissistic, and I will not comment on the other.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah, we'll push it.
Okay. All right.
That's
maybe.
To say about
maybe
that
not.
Too.
So that's. I mean, And that's this has all happened in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And then his second assassination attempt was just this past weekend.
Yeah.
Here we are, where we?
Conveniently after
September 18th.
A debate that he apparently didn't do that well in.
What are you saying? It's
I'm saying he planned it. That sort of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we're going to throw that conspiracy in there. BlackRock rears its head again.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Both shooters, apparently, in BlackRock videos. Although, we haven't fact-checked that.
No.
But, you know,
but, I mean,
X is X, and it says it, so it must be true.
Well, if X says it. If X says it, then it's definitely true. It's not like they put fake news.
But if that is
there.
True, that is weird.
It's very weird. If that's true, that's very weird.
And maybe in a later show, maybe next week, maybe some point before Christmas.
Yeah.
That's we'll have an answer for 12 you.
Weeks.
That's 12
weeks.
Is it 12 weeks? Christmas?
October, November. Yeah. Roughly 12 weeks.
We got a lot happening. We have an election to get through, and we might.
We have a Canadian.
We might. Oh, before we get there, okay. We've all the latest ridiculous event, which has happened. Which, as I said earlier. I didn't have on my bingo card for 2024 is exploding pages.
This is why I said I'm surprised our phones didn't blow up when we
you know,
turned that on. That was I can't with that.
And that was yesterday, and then today apparently it's walkie-talkies.
I told you, and I'll say it again, this is the end of bringing devices on planes. Like, we're never going to be able to travel with our devices again after this.
Do you really want to watch the movies that are on a plane? You really want your own entertainment, don't you?
I just feel better when my phone is with me. I know I'm not alone in that.
It's
gotten out of control. It's out of control. It's a little scary when you think about it. This is the whole AI, the technology. This is all of that, right?
Yeah, and that didn't even happen at the weekend. This has happened during the week, right?
Not even Friday yet.
So, there's that. And I don't really know. That's developing. So I don't really know much more about that.
No.
Other than there are some graphic videos on X, which I'm not going to link to. If you want to search that stuff out, you guys can do that yourself.
It's a bit like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that for anybody. But anyway, who would have thought?
Okay, wait. I love how X will allow that stuff, but Facebook would have taken that down like in a second.
Right.
What does that say about the platform?
Freedom of speech? I don't know. Is that?
Oh, for God's sake! You just.
You're free to. Are you free? I didn't.
You just.
Free to.
You just want to be besties with Elon. That's what that is.
I'm going to. I tell you, I'm going to go to Mars with him. You guys.
I know you are.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so excited for you.
You guys deserve everything that's coming to you.
Thank you so much. Oh, I can see that we're good friends. He's like, bye, see you.
I'll send you a postcard from whatever the mountain is there. What is it? Is it Olympus there? I don't know.
We don't even know what's there.
It's Martians. Transformers, maybe.
I have nothing to say to that.
So, as we... I'm sure our 8 listeners know that we're Canadian because probably the 8 listeners are people around where we actually work.
Yeah. One of them sitting right over there.
We should talk about. She's going to become. I think it might become our editor.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Or fact checker.
She could be the fact checker. She could.
Anyway.
She would be great at that.
Anyway, because we are Canadian.
Yeah.
We should really talk about Canadian politics.
We should.
Because it
is getting a little nuts up here, too.
Boring as shit, normally.
Normally.
However, there's a lot going on.
It's a little batshit here, too.
There's a lot going on. What happened? Last week? Was it last week? We have three main parties in Canada, for anybody that doesn't know. We have the Liberals, we have the NDP, and we have Conservatives.
Yeah.
And in this last Justin Trudeau Liberal government, the NDP has been backing up the Liberals because they are a minority government.
Yeah, helping them
and they
pass
would get,
laws.
Yeah, helping them support the Liberals getting laws and bills through.
Yeah.
However, last week, the leader of the NDP has said he's going to pull his support for the Liberals.
Mm-hmm.
So that could make it more interesting in Parliament. And I believe just next week, which would be the 20-whatever, there's going to be a vote of no confidence. They're going to propose a vote of no confidence in the trust in Trudeau and the government, which could take us to a federal election a year early.
Yeah.
Like potentially, like if the weeks. NDP follow through with what they said, pulling their support. Mm-hmm. So it could get very interesting.
Well, I will say what I told you earlier was that the last time the NDP pulled their support from the Liberals, it was a 10-year stint of Conservatives.
Conservatives, which you don't seem too happy
I'm
about.
I'm not a huge fan. I mean, okay, when we had Harper, I was okay with him. I mean, he was fine. He was very, like, middle of the road.
It's not perfect under... It's not perfect. I'm going to say... I would say it's not perfect under any government.
No, agreed. Right? It's very similar to the States in that respect.
But... shit's got crazy over the last few years. And I don't know whether it's all to do with the start of, you know, how we started this decade with the pandemic. Maybe. I don't know if it's all just crazy.
That was going to be a rough ride, whoever took that
I don't
on.
Know. If, yeah. Exactly. And if
that
you look,
gonna be hard for them.
And if you look at other countries around the world, you mm-hmm. know, the UK had a conservative government, which is
yes.
you know, parallel to the conservative government here, I guess. Yeah. And they were doing exactly the same stuff
yeah.
as the Liberal government were doing here.
Yeah.
So it would appear that it doesn't really matter whether it's red or blue. We're still going down the same route. They're still
You're
doing the same thing.
Dealing with that no matter
you know,
what. Yeah.
It's like we're going to the same destination, whatever that is, but we're just going to go by a slightly different route, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it depends on who you want to lead you there is the issue.
Right.
And I seriously think that our conservative leader is a little bit... walks the Trump line.
Oh, that's the other thing.
If we're going to do a comparison.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing that's going to make this interesting is the invitation into the Liberal government of Mark Carney.
Oh, yes.
The ex-governor of the Bank of Canada.
Carbon tax Carney.
That's exactly what he is.
I know.
Ex-Bank of Canada governor and Bank of England governor, I think, as well.
Yeah.
I think he went there to destroy the economy there before he came back.
Perfect. That sounds exactly like what we want.
But he's
a businessman. You've said
he
that.
He is a businessman, and he can form an intelligent argument or discussion, obviously much like this podcast.
Totally. Genius.
You know, and these two people who absolutely know nothing. But no,
I
so it
know
could...
Nothing.
I feel that we could have...
I don't know nothing.
Well, you're doing better when we bet on things. You're definitely
do
doing
really
better.
Well
you're better on
those.
So you obviously know more than I do.
Well, I mean, potatoes, potatoes. no, but I think, to go back to your point, I think having a business-type-minded person in the Liberal government might actually help. Because Liberals... We all know this. Liberals like to spend money.
Right.
Just left, right, and center. Boom, 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 money everywhere, right? Whereas the conservatives are more like, rein it in.
And we feel that. We feel that because of inflation, right?
Totally.
It's government spending.
I think we do need to rein
pull that back.
Yes, a little bit.
I hope we've not gone past the point where we can actually, as citizens, as it were, through our taxes.
Oh, goodness.
I hope we haven't passed the point where we can never pay back the debt.
I don't
from
actually
it.
Know.
I don't,
that's a very good question.
I think the US has already gone, right? It's at $35 trillion or whatever. We're anywhere near that. I think we might be at $1.5 trillion or something.
God.
But they also have 10 times the population that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, us, we can pay our bit, but it's going to be definitely be kids and maybe grandkids that are going to maybe have to pay for this.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know. I'm not an economist, obviously.
But maybe we have time to buy some of that back.
We can get some of it back, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think he might be the person to help us do that.
Yeah.
As much as liberals don't like to do that.
Yeah, he might. He
might be able to, like, find a happy medium. You know what I mean?
You know? I don't know. And there's something going on with that. There was something going on, actually, with the housing. The mortgage regulations and the housing.
Yes.
They've gone to 30-year mortgages or whatever. It seems like they're kicking the can down the road to avoid a market crash, apparently.
Okay. I heard mortgage rates are coming down because they are quite a bit.
The mortgage rates are coming down and they've changed the threshold of mortgage insurance and everything
that's
right. as well. But the problem is with if you have $1 million house or $1.5 million house and you pay for it over 30 years, so you end up paying an extra $300,000-$400,000 in interest.
Yeah.
So
I think
it doesn't really
done, that's a problem.
It doesn't really make it any more affordable. You can get on the ladder, as it were. You can get into the housing market, but you're going to have a mortgage for life.
Yeah, the idea is that you pay it off before you stop working.
You're going to go to, I can see what's going to happen is I can see we're going to go to 40-year mortgages, and then you have a mortgage for life.
You'll never actually own it.
Buy the house. You never own the house. Mm-hmm. You'll die before you pay the mortgage off.
I know, like that's crazy.
That's what I can see is going to happen. But that, I don't know, that they just announced those regulations, so we can look into that mm-hmm. as well. We could all be going to the polls next week if this confidence vote goes through.
I think we're there. Do you think we're going to cut up with him?
Do you think we're going to go for an election next week? Well, yeah. Not an election next week. You think they're going to get the no confidence vote?
I do.
And we're going to go to an election in a couple of weeks.
I think we've all been waiting for that. It's time.
They're pushing for it.
He's done. He is so done. He just keeps like, oh God.
He can't get it together. Was it too narcissistic to step down, maybe, or resign?
Maybe, but like...
That's what people say. I don't know.
He's been hitting the fan for a while now. Like, divorced in the middle of this, remember?
Right.
He got divorced like less than a year ago. He had all that scandal with his family. Is that a lot of personal stuff that's been kind of involved, you know?
And as you know, I think you've said before, even as a liberal...
As a liberal,
you're not necessarily support
overly
what they're
happy with him
doing at the moment.
Yes, yeah, totally.
All right.
I also don't like he's been like speaking out a little bit more like unfiltered, mm-hmm. and that's not really in like Trudeau character to do that.
Do you think that? Yeah, is that the pressure getting to him? Maybe
I think so. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think there's a buildup of people being like, you need to step down.
Yeah,
and he's like, nope. And I think that that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, if it's starting to... I mean, it's a stress... I don't know. I have no idea, right? But it's obviously a stressful job. Mm-hmm. Don't wish anybody any harm, but...
No,
you know,
but...
If you're at that breaking point, then you've got to go.
Who do you think,
For the good of the country, shall we say? You're the prime minister. You're supposed to have the good of the country.
Yes. Know your
front
time
and center.
To...
If you can't... Because you are, it's in the title, public servant.
Yeah.
Although that's been questionable.
throughout the years.
You are supposed, you should step aside.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
Really.
Yeah. Who do you think? Because he's not running again. Otherwise, he would have probably announced that. And I don't think that he can. Like, I think it's done.
This
right?
is what.
2 years is the.
I still think they're going to run Mark Carney.
Okay, that was going to be my question. You think they're going to push
for him?
That's
why he's coming in.
Okay.
I'm sure that's who they're going to, the Liberal Party. I don't know how it works, whether the Liberal Party pick who they want as their Prime Minister, because he is not an elected official. He's,
we had talked about
person.
This.
I'm not sure how it works. So
I think they just have to nominate
But if he
him.
Comes into the Liberal Party mm-hmm. and is a member of the Liberal Party, they can choose him for their candidate
him,
for Prime Minister, maybe.
Yeah, I think they can vote on it, and that would all have to
happen really quickly if we're going to go... If we're going to get a no confidence vote next week.
Yeah.
They're gonna...
But I feel like this is what's funny about the government. Like, I feel like they're so slow on lots of things. But then in other things, when the pressure is on, they're like boom,
done.
2 weeks, go to the polls. All right.
So I still think it's going to be him. I can't think of anyone else. Chrystia Freeland.
No, she.
She is will be as unpopular as Trudeau is currently.
She botched it with that Disney Plus comment. That was it. She said that and it was over.
You mean you still have your Disney Plus subscription?
Yes, I do. I got rid of my other one though.
Oh,
I had a Stars one. I got rid of that. So maybe that's me going with the economy. Jesus, that was terrible. I literally almost reached into the TV and was like, I'm going to smack you. You are, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. All right. So
anyway.
I think, excellent. Well, that seems a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
So if we have any American listeners, I'm sorry, we're going to bore you with Canadian politics if we're going to an election.
Or you could stick your nose in it the way we do with yours.
Well, yeah, you know.
Give us your opinion.
Tell us what you think in the comments.
Exactly. Love to get into a discussion with you about it.
But yeah, I think that's about it. And we will speak to you again, like I've said before, hopefully before Christmas.
We need to have a better plan.
In fact, we may have a show next week.
Yeah.
And we may try and do it remotely. That might depend on what's happening with if we're going for an election or not.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going for an election, I feel like we should do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
If not, it might be the weekly show might be 2 weeks again or another 5 weeks or whatever. And who knows?
We're going to try.
Hopefully we don't. Hopefully our phones don't blow up or we don't get incinerated by anything else.
I'm not buying a pager anytime soon.